Hi, this is a question for Eric Washington. ERICWASHINGTON. Eric Washington, date of birth 12/3/1971. Date of accident is 2/8/2025. Chief complaints are a patient report that he is suffering from pain in the neck, mid back, and lower back, headaches, left shoulder pain, and numbness tingling of both arms, both hands, as well as shooting pain to the right posterior part of the leg. Poor appetite, sleep problem. Patient alleges that he was involved in an automobile accident that is claimed for all of the symptoms. The accident happened on 2/8/2025. The patient was traveling with three other people, his cousins in the back and one in the front, who was the driver. The driver went to St. John Hospital, was discharged. Other passenger is okay except right hand issues and was seen at St. John Hospital. Regarding himself, on 2/8/2025, was traveling as a front seat passenger and he was restrained in a truck at 35-38 mph speed. They were collided to a Lincoln car at unknown speed. They're traveling near Chalmer, Chalmer, and Chandler, Chandler, Park Street, and East Detroit. Chandler Park Drive, sorry. And they were going northbound on Chalmers to the light. And the other driver did not stop on a red light. He hit a gas pedal in panic. As a water bottle has fallen under the brakes and could not stop the car. In the process, their car was hit on a driver's side front. And then it hit a pole on the passenger side. The damage was that all the windows were broken, front was completely broken, front window, windshield, airbags are deployed, engine was broken, front hood was broken, passenger door is broken. His seat was broken. The car was totaled. The patient reported that he did pass out for some time and it was not a hit and run. Accident, police came, ambulance came. Regarding the injury, he felt very dizzy and lost consciousness for a few minutes. He crawled out of the car. There was blood out of his nose. Left eye was swollen shut. Ambulance provided a neck brace to his neck and took him to the emergency room, St. John Hospital. He did hit his left face and eye to the steering wheel and knee to the dashboard. Seatbelt pinched his right hip and chest. He was taken to St. John Hospital, where he was there for 6 hours. CT scan was done, negative. X-rays were done, was negative. Then also next week he went to an emergency room and DMC Hospital. Medications were provided and no CT scan was done. History of presenting illness. Patient reports there is a presence of headaches, which are moderately severe, and they are 6 on a scale of 1 to 10, occupying front, back, right temple, left temple, moderately severe, infrequent, sensitive to light, sensitive to noise, associated with nausea and vomiting. Last vomit was 3 days ago. Additional symptoms of TBI, dizziness. Patient suffering from dizziness, loss of concentration, fearful of the event, blurred vision, spots in the vision. But he denies any vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, seizures. There is no history of loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, or focus problem. denies any loss of vision field, but he does have blurred vision and spots in the vision. He reports no issues with the taste or smell or TMJ. Patient further reports that he has difficulty walking, feels lightheaded, and there is numbness and tingling of both hands and the right leg posteriorly up to the knee in S1 S2 dermatome fashion. He denies any sleep disturbance, sedal anesthesia, or anxiety, depression, panic. Regarding the pain, please review the records. He has a pain in the neck, mid back, and lower back to the tune of 5 in the neck, 2 to 3 in the middle back, 7 on the lower back. His pain in the right shoulder is 7 to 8, and he has a numbness and tingling of all the 5 fingers, both sides, with some weakness. Right leg has a shooting pain constantly from lower back as S1 S2 dermatome fashion. Pains are continuous and are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, aching, and tiring. 6 to 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 9. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by bending and walking, standing. And improved by nothing. So far he has had X-ray, CT scan, blood test, and no physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, only one PCP visit who provided medications. Finally, review the records for the system review, surgical history, allergies, legal employment history, personal history. Thank you. And ADLs. Physical examination, blood pressure is 167 over 110, pulse is 61, pulse ox is 99, temperature 98.2, height 510, and weight 142. Mr. Eric Washington is a 53-year-old African-American male of a average build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. There is no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, polynuclear. No overt anxiety, lethargy is noticed, or acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. The patient is able to walk reasonably well without any adaptive devices or painful walk, none of them. Rest of the exam comes from the template. Including the neurological, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal examination. Please mention spasm on the right quadratus lumborum and spasm of the right rotator cuff muscle. Musculoskeletal examination. Inspection palpation from the template. Spine tenderness, none is noticed. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 40. Extension is 45. Bilateral side flexion is 40. And bilateral rotation is 45. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40. And extension is 15. And bilateral side flexion is 15. Bilateral rotation is 20. There is some tenderness of the right SI joint with positive Faber test, Gonsalin test, and negative iliocompression, distraction, or standing flexion. In the cervical spine, Sperling, Hoffman, Lermit test are negative, distraction test negative, Soto-Hall test is negative. In the lumbar spine, straight-legged test was positive at 30 degrees, while CLR positive, CAMP test was positive. Levinsky negative, Burzynski Kernig test negative. Extremities, except for the right shoulder and the right hand and wrist, rest of the exam is normal. In the right shoulder, on examination inspection, reveals a normally appearing shoulder with no dislocation, fracture, contusion, while range of motion is 100 degrees maximum. Special tests are done. Hawk and Kennedy test was found positive. MPBR contest is positive. Speed test, near test positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test positive. Motor weakness of 4/5. Distally, tenelle and phalen sign are found positive at the wrist area, while the strength of the grip is slightly poor, and there is a reported numbness and tingling of the right and left, all the five fingers. On the left side, there is no positive tenelle and phalen sign. Grips are normal. Diagnosis. Diagnosis for Eric Washington, please review the Washington diagnosis page. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan for Eric Washington is as follows. Physical therapy has been ordered to begin at the lower back and the right shoulder and neck to end to the muscle spasm of the right quadratus lumborum. Three times per week with traction massage. Patient has been advised about acupuncture, home exercises. Work disability, household replacement, and transportation has been checked. Medications are provided, which is as follows. Tramadol, 50 milligrams PRN for pain relief. Acefax, 20 milligrams twice a day for stomach protection. Alprazolam or Xanax, 0.5 milligram PRN for panic anxiety. Medigesic for headaches, PRN 1 or 2 tablets. Lyrica, 50 milligram, 2-12 hour PM for pain relief. Flexeril, 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Lidoprofen is for topical pain relief. Elavil, 50 milligram at night for GAD disorder pain relief, and Xanax. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Available MRI, other imaging records, and medical records are not available at this time. They have been ordered released. Interventional pain procedures, none are being ordered at this time. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, caseworker, none. Investigation, we have not ordered any MRIs, but on follow-up visits, certainly order it. The pains are not controlled by physical therapy and chiropractic treatment. DMEs. Patient is being provided with the back brace, neck brace. Education is yes. And follow-up visit in a month's time. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.